Hello and welcome to Jolly Good Bollywood, members only.
I mean, we owe the title to Karan Johar, to be fair.
Yeah, and to Savan, Gio Savan. So, this is our first episode, and we have been contemplating this for quite some time now.
For about a decade now, I feel.
About a decade now, and we always thought of coming up with something dedicated to Bollywood and for our love for the industry. So now I don't know whether this is a good enough topic to begin with, but then again, this is something that we have been planning to do for some time, and we honestly could not think of a bigger scale in terms of topics.
Right. So, I do think that I think we got to talking about this because we were talking about Suryavanshi, perhaps, and then it went from there onto other places. And I think also the recent remix of Das Bahane had a hand in it. So without much further ado, our topic for today is just discussing these Bollywood ensemble films, specifically the not so great ones. But before that, just quick introductions. Do you want to start?
I'm Shaptarshi, and I'm a 30-year-old Bollywood freak. I work in India, and that's about it.
Right. I'm Rudrani. I am currently locked in my apartment in New York. I'm a grad student in the U.S., and I think we're united by our deep and abiding affections for bad Bollywood.
So yeah, today our topic for today is ensembles with, and particularly the not so good ones.
Yes.
Because as much as we would have loved to avoid them, we kind of grew up with them. Especially in the mid-2000s when there was a series of these ensemble films with not too good performers. But somehow they left an impression on both of us. And I'm sure that that's probably the case for a lot of people.
You grow up in the 90s and in the early 2000s without sort of being enmeshed in this culture of these not even B-grade, like proper multi-starrer and yet not the best scripted movies there were. Yeah.
I think probably the concept of a multi-starrer was to get people to watch as many stars or heroes on the screen as possible. So I think the effort all went into getting them together to do a film rather than, you know, investing into the script. I mean, of course, there have been some very good exceptions, but that is not something that we talk about today.
No, I mean, we might just mention them at times.
Yeah, we might just mention them.
Strictly by accident. But should we start, Shaptarshi, with what your favorites among these are? What are the sort of the big one? What is your most favorite bad Bollywood ensemble that we might know about?
This might not be my most favorite one, but I think this is probably the most popular one, the 2002 Jaani Dushman, which Ek Anokhi Kahani. That's the complete title of the film, because I think that was the first time we probably saw what 10-11 heroes on the screen.
Right.
And they were pretty, some of them were like pretty big names back then.
Of course. Sunil Shetty, Akshay Kumar, and then we had like glorious big names in other fields like Sonu Nigam coming in.
Yeah.
And there was like,
yeah. Some of them were just thrown in for some comic purposes, like Arshad Warsi was there, and there was Sharad Kapoor and Aditya Pancholi.
Yeah.
There was Aftab Shiv Dasani. And I think they all had to come up with a heroine for each of them. So I think they ran out of.
A lot of people got work, I believe, because they all had to have one of these female counterparts. I think there was Preeti Jangiani and Kim Sharma. Monisha, of course, was the big one.
There was Rambha, I think, opposite Akshay. And there were a lot of others, actresses. I don't even remember many of them. Manisha Koirala, I think, played the lead role in that film. But yeah, I was saying...
Jani Dushman, naming that film Jani Dushman Ek Anokhi Kahani is such a great move, because Jani Dushman, the 1979 version, is of course another one of these really big multi-starrers. I don't want to comment on the good or bad part of it, because some people might have fond memories. I certainly do as well. Have you seen that one? What are your thoughts on that? The one with
I saw that Gabbar, one.
Shatrughna Sinha, Sunil Dutt.
And Sanjeev Kumar also, I think. Vinod Mehra.
And then Poonam Dhillon.
I remember watching Zee Cinema a long time back. And Zee Cinema used to have like those really, really long breaks in between advertisements, 10-15 minute long advertisements. And Jani Dushman, the original one, was anyway a pretty long film. So, but I remember I was like, when I watched it, it was pretty scary. I don't remember it in detail, but yeah, it had like this monster that used to kill brides and everything.
I have to tell you this though, the older Jani Dushman is shorter than the newer Jani Dushman. I'm fact checking this right now. The newer one is 2 hours 37 minutes and 38 seconds. The older one is a little shorter than like 4 minutes. It's 2 hours 30.
Also, they were probably by the same director, I think, Rajkumar Kohli.
I don't know.
That's the same person. But I was just going through both the Wikipedia articles for both the films, and I think they were both the films are by the same director. So he probably didn't want to invest much on looking for a new name for the 2002 one.
Tells you how the multi-star culture has been upgraded perhaps in some way. I think he wanted to make it bigger and better and adding a subtitle, Ek Anokhi Kahani, and all those special effects, the glorious special effects made popular by the pretentious movie reviews that Kanan Gill and Biswa Kalyan Rath had done. Now, probably some decades ago, or maybe a little less.
Yeah, also since, I don't know, this might be coincidental, but given that the first scene of the new Jani Dushman had like a bride in red killing someone, and the older Jani Dushman also had a reference to a bride in red being killed by someone.
Wasn't that the sort of the MO of the killer, that if you dress the bride up in red, put her in sort of the dolly, then she'd end up dead? Because
but in the Jani Dushman, I think the roles were reversed in the first scene, the new one.
Yeah, because the bride killed. Which is a fantastic moment of conversation between the two. Someone should really be doing an intertextual reading of the.
Exactly. So that's there. I think Jani Dushman's probably, it came out in 2002, right?
And
I think within a couple of years, we had Lucky, which is again one of our personal favorites.
Yeah, we had Lucky, of course, we have, I think one of the things that started this off was us talking about Sohail Khan, who has been a part of many of these ensemble films. Lucky has him, John Abraham, Sunny Deol, Sunil Shetty. It has a stellar soundtrack actually by Rahman.
And
apparently Rahman is just atrocious.
It's absolutely unwatchable. I was, before like getting into this, I was watching a couple of clips from Lucky on YouTube, and the acting is absolutely unwatchable. It's not even bad, it's unwatchable. Like there's a scene
I'm really fond of this one song, which is called, I think, Pegam, which is
Large and
Nusrat, and then I think Sohail also likes her, so there is some parts of him as well. But I don't know what the director's notes were, but John just sort of stares vacantly up at the sky while rain falls.
And the girl, she just keeps spilling orange juice all over throughout the song. that's what I remember from the song. But yeah, Lakir also had like a pretty big star cast for it had your Raj Zuchi and all in small roles. Apoorva Agnihotri.
I haven't seen him recently in any of these, but he used to also be a very recurring part of these large ensembles. I'm even thinking of something like Krishna Cottage, another Sohail Khan film, where who has the book.
Krishna Cottage, the cast was largely from Ekta Kapoor's serials, right? They were like handpicked. Apart from maybe Tushar Kapoor and Isha Kopikar. The rest were all of them were from, same with I think Kuch Toh Hai.
Yeah.
Apart from like the male and female leads, the supporting characters were all taken off.
I actually don't mind Krishna Cottage. I think that film had a lot of potential. But even Sohail's, I think this may have been Sohail's debut.
That's about it. It had potential after that. I don't think it had anything else.
Right. What is the Sohail Sameera Reddy film called with Sanjay Dutt?
Maine Dil Tujhko Diya. Yeah.
Again, a film which I think has potential, but it might not have. I may have.
It also had it was not an ensemble, but it had like couple of people in the lead roles and a lot of actors and actresses in smaller roles. I remember it had Kabir Bedi, I think, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, I think he played Sameera Reddy's
father. You have played Sameera's father, yeah.
That the sort of, if you look at the history of these ensemble films, they come from actually not just the older Jaani Dushman line of ensembles, which is sort of your Ramsey and Ramsey inspired films with often these big actors, like, I mean, Sunil Dutt is in it in Jaani Dushman, and there are others with Jitendra and so on. But also the sort of the Yash Chopra Manmohan Desai brand of ensembles, which again inspired like things like Amar Akbar Antony, Naseeb with the one song with all 10 actors coming.
Yeah, yeah. Desh Premi. I think Desh Premi was one of the bigger ensembles of Manmohan Desai, right?
Right.
It had Uttam Kumar and apart from Amitabh, and so it had also had like Uttam Kumar and Shammi Kapoor in some like pivotal roles. Desh Premi and Cooley also had like a pretty big star cast.
Again, yes, yes, of course. And then I think Subhash Ghai sort of takes inspiration in these large budget, large cast type films. And then he ends up making things like, much later, of course, like Karma. And again, you see this, the Jackie Shroff, Sunil Shetty group of actor coming up in multiple ensemble films as well. Of course, Nasiruddin Shah was a bit of, I mean, I think he found himself a bit out of place, both in...
But he was very convincing in Karma. I mean, both in Tridev and Karma, he played his character pretty well.
Oh, absolutely. I'm really fond of the work he does. Hand in Karma. And Tirchi Topi Wale, of course, in Tridev. He's brilliant. I don't think we could ever really say that Nasiruddin Shah did not do his job well. But I do find him starkly out of place in both films. Of course, we would be remiss, since we are talking about Subhash Ghai and ensemble films, if we don't talk about both of our favorite, Trimurti, which has a delightfully hammy Mohan Agashe trying to kill off Priya Tendulkar's sons because they are supposed to become Trimurti.
Yeah. And also, I think Saudagar had, like, again, it followed the formula of two like important actors in lead roles, and lots of it had like Deepti Nawal and Mukesh Khanna and Dalip Tahil, and they all played Anupam Kher. They all played important but like significant roles. I mean, lengthwise might not have been as big as Dilip Kumar or
No, and I think in the 90s especially, there is this vibrant tradition of both good and bad on some films being a key part of the content that Bollywood was producing. There's Hum, of course, which comes in 1991 and inspires Rajnikanth to go and make Basha, which is one of his biggest releases in heydays in Tamil cinema as well. And then we have films like, speaking of bad ensembles, Army, which I don't know how many people remember it, but you certainly will, I know, which is the Sridevi, Shah Rukh Khan, Kiran Kumar, Monish Bhed.
Army almost felt like they ran out of budget in the middle of filming it, and they had to
hire. I think they had to pass so many people. So this is very Shah Rukh Khan gets killed, and his
wife, so that they could pay off the rest of the actors,
Who
might not demand that bigger remuneration.
So this is a film where Shah Rukh Khan is murdered by the villain who I can't recall who played it right now. I think it may have been Sadashiv Amrapoorkar. I may be mixing up my films here, but then Sridevi, his wife, decides to sort of make an army out of five criminals who run away, or whom she helps to run away from her brother Kiran Kumar's jail. And these
are also one of Ravi Kishan's earliest films, I think.
Ravi Kishan, Monish Bhel,
Ronit Roy.
I think Harish is one of the five as well. There's five of them, and she's hiding from all of them the fact that she's pregnant. but she's also running this private army of hers. I think Monish Bhil plays a character. I think Sudesh Bedi was also in it.
Sudesh Bedi was he was probably like the kind of the Captain America of the five of the army.
And Monish Bhil must have been the Iron Man, because I think he is the one who dies in the end. And Sudesh Bedi at this point was, I think, surviving off of this ensembles, because let's not forget Border, which came a few years after Army. Army was in 96. Border, I think, was 98.
No, yeah, Border was 98. Yeah, a couple of years later.
Yeah, Border. Yeah, exactly. Of course, is a classic.
Sudesh Bedi, I think, played quite a few characters in these bad ensembles. He was also there in Tango Charlie, if I remember correctly, which again comes...
I don't think I've seen him around in TV. I have, but in films, I think the last film I saw him in was a film called Sanam Teri Kasam, which has Harshvardhan Rane, that actress from Pakistan. Maura Hokain, I think, is her name. And Sudesh Bedi plays the dad. Don't ask me how I know this. But the 90s also notably had this delightful. The Barjatia brand of movies, right? As well as, of course, DDLJ comes in. And suddenly everyone's talking about how post-globalization, these joint families have broken apart into nuclear setups. So everyone wants to see on screen these big families. And so we get this standard Aloknath, Anupam Kher, Satish Shah combination of families, right?
Yeah, I think... also, I think it becomes easier... to make an ensemble if it's a family-based one, because the bigger the family, the bigger the cast. So I think the director's job becomes much easier, and also it probably becomes easier for the audience to accept the film, because these were like huge blockbusters. These were huge successes. Your DDLJs and
Hamsad Sathar wasn't a huge success, but that may have had something to do with the fact that this is an 18 reel film that goes on and on. I mean, I love that film.
I think by the time Hamsad Sathar came out in 99, I think the whole family drama kind of had started to lose its steam of with the audience, because
I think Barjatia is the only person who continues to make these ensemble family movies. Even his last, which was Prem Ratan Dhan Payo, which was a huge hit based on that same formula, but you can see that he's starting to sort of make it more hero focused than anything. You still have your Anupam Kher, but the film is more about Salman Khan in that case. By the time
I think
rolls in,
I think they have deviated from that formula of having all these secondary characters play important parts, and they are now like sticking to mostly hero oriented. Even if it looks, even if it's an ensemble on paper, they would rather be that it's more hero focused than say maybe an army or a Hum, which also had like all these supporting characters playing important parts or were a part of important sequences in those films.
It sometimes blows my mind to think about something like Hum, which has Amitabh and Rajnikanth in the same frame, along with Govinda.
Govinda was like quite a like popular and an upcoming star back then. Like by 91, I think Govinda was a pretty well-established actor. And
right, for sure.
So, yeah, exactly. So having like all three of them in the same film, which
And not needing to have this kind of focus on any one of them, like I think increasingly even the Barjatia film has evolved into, while staying within the fold of the family drama. And in this case, we are just never going to speak about Main Prem Ki Diwani Hoon, because I think that needs its own episode. But by the time 2000 rolls in, I think the focus on the family is on the decline, and people start making these groups of friends or colleagues type of film. And you have
I think the 2000s ensembles are mostly set in colleges or between close friends, like your Fight Club members only or your Lucky.
Right, of course. Thus, I think Thus is probably
Thus, Cash. These
at this point. There's also, I think Abhishek tried to do a few more of these. There was Rakht, where Abhishek
there was Rakht.
Brief appearance as Bipasha's partner, and of course he famously does the Hindi version of One Love in that. One Love, Dharkan Kahe, and so on. To this date, I can't hear that song without singing the Hindi lyrics. But
yeah, I think even Blue, I think Blue were the original singers. But I'm sure they are familiar with the Hindi lyrics by now. And I agree that I think the setup of the ensemble changed with the 2000s. It was more college oriented or colleague oriented. And
you have these sort of motley group of criminals coming together way before Money Heist. Of sort of Sanjay Gupta's entire body of work here.
And Musafir and
Kante was a whole. You think Kante had its like moments? Kante has its problems, of course. Sanjay Gupta trying to do Tarantino is never a good idea. But Kante does have its moments. Especially in a world where I did not know that Kante was Reservoir Dogs, I thought Kante was.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't think many of us were familiar with Tarantino when Kante came out. And I think it was probably one of those slick, cool movies shot in LA, in sepia.
Yeah, and I didn't know, for example, that Ek Ajnabi was Old Boy until much later.
No, Zinda was Old Boy. Ek Ajnabi was Man on Fire. Sorry.
Ek Ajnabi was something else, but Zinda
Man
was...
Man on Fire, yeah.
Yeah.
Ek Ajnabi was Man on Fire, but yeah, I think...
And I was very taken with these. I was like, wow, where are these stories coming from? And then there was, of course, the Priyadarshan brand of film. Again, very much depending on the ensemble as well.
Yeah, but that's totally humor-based. Like, I don't think his ensembles have ever been dealt with anything other than humor.
They have. I'm actually thinking about Bhool Bhulaiya, which is, of course, a remake of Mani Chitranchu.
Yeah, I mean, but that's also like a horror comedy. It's not really like...
In some
way. The way at least Priyadarshan treated it. Right. Even like Halchal and that Chup Chup Ke.
Yeah. And because I'm thinking about his more dramatic films, like, say, I don't know, Virasat, which is, again, a remake of the Kamal film that I can't remember right now the name of. That is not an ensemble in the same way. That is basically a film that Anil Kapoor is at the heart of. But you have also in the 2000s people like Dharmesh and Sunil Darshan. You have Abbas Mastan. You have Anees Bazmi, all of whom are consistently making ensemble films at this point. My favorite Dharmesh Darshan film is probably Bewafa, simply because I will never forget that iconic moment of Akshay coming down the stairs singing "Mera dil jis dil pe fida hai," and Kareena just has this look on her face, which is
I think Kareena had the same expression throughout the duration of the film, which was quite something. And
this was a remake of Hamraz, which is this beautiful film by, or is it Hamraz or it's Gumrah? I forget which one.
I think it's Gumrah, yeah. Is it Sunil Dutt and Ashok Kumar?
With Sunil Dutt and Mala Sinha and so on. But the Darshan brothers took it to a really different place. There's also Anees Bazmi doing Welcome, Thank You, No Entry, of course, is the most successful of all of these. And they also, very much like Priyadarshan, were dependent on the humor to sort of bring together this cast, which to an extent worked as well.
I think so. Because I have a feeling that by this time, people had largely lost interest in watching a film with, you know, too many actors and without... a decent story. I mean, maybe a Hangama or a Halchal might not have a great story per se, but at least they had like humor to back themselves up.
They were solidly entertaining.
They were solidly entertaining. There were like sequences which would actually make you laugh.
Yeah.
And yeah, which is why maybe, you know, Hangama or Halchal would probably worked during the mid-2000s.
Hera Ferry, which is the sort of the biggest...
But Lakir or a Fight Club didn't, because I think they didn't have much going for them in the first place.
I also think that, I mean, despite my own opinions about Kante, a lot of these other films like Lakir, Das, Fight Club were rip-offs of stories which did not exactly translate or adapt very well into the situations they were being brought into. Which is why, I mean, if you see something like Fight Club, the Hindi version, you realize that the story doesn't come together or congeal very well. Or something like Cash, which again is incredibly trashy and I love it and you love it, probably because Zayed Khan is in it. It had a lot of people, Ritesh Deshmukh, who in the 2000s sort of became a big part of this, the ensemble comedies. He still is. Houseful 4 is one of those, I mean, a Houseful franchise is one of those things that have carried forward from the mid-2000s onto the 2010s, probably.
But yeah, I totally agree with that. I think many of these people did not recognize the stories, and they kind of found it difficult to relate with any of these stories.
Right. Like
the Fight Club or your Lucky.
But for a certain group of actor, and again, to come back to Zayed Khan, but not just him, to Amisha Patel's brother, what's his name?
Ashmit Patel,
Zayed Khan, Ashish Gupta, and Aftab Sivdasani, who Priyadarshan gave a lot of work to. Let's look at the Yamla Pagla Diwana, Awara Pagal Diwana.
Awara Pagal Diwana.
The franchise and so on.
Rahul Dev, I remember, he was an actor who would make like this frequent appearances in these ensembles.
Even Tushar Kapoor, for that matter, he was perhaps not in a franchise in the same way, aside from the Golmaal one, which again has carried forward. But Khaki, I'm thinking about. Which
Khaki, is exactly, yeah.
Amitav, Atul Kulkarni, Ajay Devgan, Aishwarya, Akshay Kumar, which is, again, I was a fan of that film when it came out. I have begun to see flaws in it later on in life, but when it came out, I thought it was mind-blowing.
It was the two twists and turns, and I think it had a decent script. I mean, Khaki was pretty well written and well acted out.
Who made Naksha, which is a film with Sunny Deol that is about finding Karna's lost amulet and armor, and also has Jackie Shroff in it. But for this entire group of actors, I think these ensembles were a way of sort of continuing to stay relevant. I don't know, once the ensemble was in some sort of a decline, most of them didn't really survive it. By the time Zayed and these people started making solo films, I don't think the players were really going anywhere from there on. So the ensemble.
Absolutely. I don't think they have found much success doing solo films. Your Zayed Khan and.
Despite Zayed's debut being probably my favorite debut of the 2000s. I think he was great in it.
He was great in it. Absolutely. Yeah. He was great in it. He was very charming. And we actually thought that he might just go on to become the next big thing, you know, before he became the next big nothing.
Even with Main Hoon Na, I mean, I thought he had a promising future ahead for himself, but that went away. I think the decline, sort of, you can start seeing it aside from, say, Houseful and Golmaal sort of managing to survive it from the late 2000s as well, where in 2008, I think two big sort of failures, both starring Salman Khan and having these impressive list of actors in them, were Yuvraj and Heroes.
Did not have an impressive list of actors. It had Vatsal Seth and
had Sohail Khan in it. It had Amitabh Bachchan, not Amitabh Bachchan, plays an older father. The Sunny and Bobby Deol are in it.
Sunny and Bobby Deol are both in it. Yeah.
Yeah. So and Yuvraj again had Mithun Chakravarti, Salman Khan, Bomman Irani, Katrina Kaif, Anil Kapoor, Zayed Khan. Of course, we have to mention Zayed Khan. It was again Subhash Ghai, very larger than life in its sort of framing, soundtrack by A.R. Rahman, a soundtrack I'm quite fond of, actually. And then both of them were devastatingly bad at the box office, and just like anywhere, if you just watch them, they're very hard to watch, I think.
Yeah, they were pretty bad. I think, by then, the whole formula of making a film with too many actors and, you know, too little in the script or anything just kind of stopped working totally.
Yeah.
And then also, I think people became more aware that, this is the same Subhash Ghai who had made Karma and Saudagar and but the same. I think people kind of realize that it's difficult to have too many actors on the screen by the late 2000s and coming up with a product which is, you know, worth investing their time and money in.
Right. And I think I just think that aside from even the audience expectations changing, sort of the multiplex culture coming up in a huge way, so the single screen viewership somewhat on the decline, especially in the urban centers, it's also an immense change in the way the industry itself is configured. It's sort of the people who were writing the scripts were no longer a similar brand of people, which is why we now get in the 2010s this huge move towards, say, the Hindi heartland films, which has it's not the ensemble in the same way, but you see these recurring actors coming up playing sort of the friend or the brother role here as well. Let's think of, say, Mohammad Zeeshan Ayub as someone, and it's about a certain diction of Hindi. It's about a certain I'm thinking of Ranjana, and then sort of Mohammad Zeeshan Ayub becomes typecast in that role of the somewhat know-it-all second
friend. But
it's not an ensemble in the same way, and I'm thinking about this recent interview, by recent I mean probably last year, that Farah Khan did with Film Companion to celebrate 10 years of Om Shanti Om, and we can always put the link of the interview somewhere. But and she talks about how something like Diwangi Diwangi, which is a song which had 31 actors, including Shah Rukh, and the sort of the Filmfare Award sequence that happens before it, is possible or is actually not possible now anymore. And they went about it in a very informal way where they called up or showed up at these actors' places, and they all came in and hung out for friends, and as friends and for friends. But now, because everyone has managers and agents and everyone's schedules look the way they do, it's not possible anymore. And I think that's a really good example of the fact that this kind of multi-starrer films, and Diwangi Diwangi itself was inspired by that song from Naseeb, again with the 10 actors, is no longer a thing that can be possible in the contemporary moment.
Yeah, yes, I agree with her, because it's, I think, there has also been a surge in these smaller films, you know, these your Vicky Donors and films with smaller budgets and, you know, smaller star cast. Which probably take a lot of less money to shoot and a lot of less time to shoot compared to an ensemble. And I think the newer generation of actors are kind of lucky to come across directors and writers and producers who are willing to invest into these films. So maybe a debut by Zayed Khan today probably would have been much different.
We continue to live in the golden age of nepotism, so who knows what would have happened if he would have managed to be adopted by one of these big production houses. Who knows what could happen? But of course, I think that brand of sort of B-grade films, they were not B-grade in terms of just the money spent, I'm sure, but just in terms of everything else.
You could clearly see the lack of anything in those. If you like watch Lakir or Fight Club today, you would see that, you know, the actors, they did not put in any effort.
Yeah.
The costumes were bad. The production values were bad. It was just, you know, almost like someone just decided to invest some money and make a film out of thin air and hire actors, whoever is available. Which is why you'd probably have, you know, Dino Moria and Zayed Khan and Ritesh Deshmukh coming together.
I do miss all of them. I feel like, again, for reasons unknown to me and probably better known to my therapist, one of my favorite films is Baaz, The Bird in Danger, which is a film with Dino Moria, Sunil Shetty. Karishma Kapoor, but there were other male actors of somewhat well-known reputation anyway. The cop was somebody. And so Sunil, everybody thinks that Dino Moria is a serial killer.
But it turns out that
Sunil Shetty, and he has this incredibly campy underground dungeon with giant test tube,
which psycho is cop, right?
Women, yeah.
This man is.
Yeah, and you get like a backstory for why he is this way as well. Which is, these are not films we are ever going to have, or I hope not anyway. But
yeah, I don't think we are ever going to have films.
Yeah, like I don't know if I can stomach them now either. I feel like in my old age, it might be a bit much on the heart. But I do think the two things that probably have survived are Golmaal and Houseful. And I think it's interesting to note that they are already established franchises that come from sort of this earlier 2000s brand of the comedic ensemble films. But Rohit Shetty, notably, I have to say, has tried to sort of come up with new films which are not a part of the franchise. He tried with Dilwale. It did not really work. He is going to try again with Suryavanshi whenever it releases after the pandemic. And that will probably work. I mean, I'm very sure it will work. But also because it sort of tempts this superhero film watching audience in a certain way to come take a look at this homegrown brand of superheroes. Another genre which has been, I think, making room for the ensemble to come back in some way is the historical epic. I think that has room. Again, I'm thinking of all of the ones that have come so far. Panipat had Sanjay Dutt, Arjun Kapoor, Kriti Sanon, Monish Bhel, Padmini Kolhapure, entirely useless aside from wearing these beautiful Marathi jewelry in it. Kalank had this huge cast as well with Varun Dhawan.
Yeah, Kalank. Kalank, I think, was after a long time. Kalank, I think, was one film which had like a lot of...
A-list. Yeah. But we have to remember that Kalank was supposed to be an older film. Varun and Alia's roles were supposed to be played by Shah Rukh and Kajol. And I think, or I know it was supposed to be Shah Rukh, Kajol, Rani, Ajay Devgan playing the Aditya Roy Kapoor role.
It was planned.
It was supposed
development hell for like, I think, around 15 years.
And of course did not work, but undeterred, Karan Johar is trying to make Takht, which I think will work on some level. If for nothing, then whatever political subliminal messaging the film can project.
I think directors probably now think that if there is some justification to bring together too many actors, then maybe the film could work. I mean, Suryavanshi or something like that. Suryavanshi is a part of an established franchise anyway. Right. So, it wouldn't be difficult to...
That post-Bahubali also... Yeah. Post-Bahubali, people feel that perhaps packaging sort of these big stars into the historical epic or sort of any kind of an epic fantasy might work as well, which is why Bollywood's relations with, say, Rajamouli's next release also... might be, but just for the sake of it, I'm not saying these films are made just for the sake of it, but this whole idea of just this cast for moderately A-list, like a B+, A- list group of actors, like Dhol or Dhamal, and we'll just piece together a film out of it, that's very much a thing of the past now.
Yeah, absolutely. That I don't think we're ever going to watch something like that on screen again. Also, I think it would be difficult for a director to make something like that today because actors have probably become more conscious of the work they do. Mm-hmm. So you maybe have a Kunal Khemu who would say do one film every 2 years or 3 years.
Right.
But he would probably never want to be a part of a Dhol again. Or...
Right, absolutely. I think the last interesting ensemble I thought Kunal Khemu was a part of, and we're ignoring Kalank here, was Go Goa Gone, which I hear is getting a sequel. Again, not A-list in the same way. So more interesting films, less of these bad Bollywood ensembles that we would miss, I think, in some ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. But so, any final thoughts?
Final thoughts, I mean, we definitely miss these bad Bollywood ensembles. And as we discussed, I don't think there's much to look forward to in terms of seeing films like Fight Club or Lakir.
But there's always Zee Cinema for that.
There's always Zee Cinema, there's always YouTube, and we can always, you know, go back to watching these and just thinking that
is sort of something that sells, so I feel like we can keep coming up with content like what we are trying to do here across like the world, talking to each other about Dhol and Lakir and so on.
I just
don't think they'll go away.
People would more people would, I hope that more people watch Lakir and Dhol and Fight Club and LOC Kargil if they have the patience.
And subject these films upon them, because why should we suffer alone?
Anyway, LOC Kargil is so long that, you know, by the time it's done, the pandemic might just be over. So
that might be one way to go.
4 hours long, so you might just run out of patience.
Yeah.
But yeah, all my love to bad ensemble films, and knowing that they're going to make a comeback anytime soon. Yeah. But there's always even Z Cinema, so we could always go back to Fight Club and Jani Dushmano.
I mean, just now to everyone, if they liked this bizarre conversation about bad ensemble films, please like, share and subscribe. And we will hopefully at some point, depending on our schedules and our very busy lives now that we're both stuck at home, be back to talking about maybe Zayed Khan soon.